Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we teach you to create complete connection to yourself and to every aspect of your life. Maybe you want to do that to accelerate your self-development, or maybe you want to do that to get through a challenge in your life. Either way, we are here to help. Today, I want to give a big shout out to our listeners in Nuremberg, Frankfurt, and Berlin, Germany. Vielen Dank für diese Verbindung. Thank you for this connection. We're so glad to have you here. Today, we're going to be talking about pushing towards mediocrity, why we're prone to self-sabotage. This is a fascinating and a really sort of infuriating aspect of being human. There seems to be two opposing forces in each of us. There's the desire for growth and self-improvement that we all feel at some point. And there's also the tendency to sabotage that growth and improvement. And I did some research into this because it's infuriating. Like, why do we do that? and it seems like the harder we're trying to improve ourselves, the more deeply we're trying to grow, the heavier this self-sabotage can tend to become. There's a book called The War of Art. Fantastic book. Highly recommend it. And the author describes that inner voice that wants to pull us towards mediocrity. It's the voice that tells you you'll never make it. That won't work. Or that you should skip your workout today. Or you should eat that cookie. Impulse, and we've talked about this before, impulse versus compelling. Impulse and its other nefarious form that imitates compelling but sabotages your efforts. But why, right? That's the real question. So it's well documented that we, given to our impulses and listening to that negative voice, we will allow ourselves to slide towards mediocrity. We will leave dreams unrealized and we'll leave our lives unfulfilled. But why would we all, regardless of when we're born, regardless of the circumstances of our environment, why would we come into this humanity with both of these forces inside of us? The need to grow, the desire to grow, and yet this negative voice that tries to stop that. So to be human is to desire growth. And to dream of a purpose and to stop at nothing to prevent ourselves from achieving it. Why do we do that? And if we do not desire to improve, and if we didn't dream of a life beyond the socially prescribed one that we're handed, then we may not notice the impulse and we may not have a negative voice because we would kind of already be mediocre. But the negative voice is so strong that even just going to high school will trigger it. Probably because education is self-improvement, right? And the negative voice is triggered by anything that is self-improvement or growth. But what if we didn't have impulses and self-talk that pulled us down and kept us from pursuing self-improvement and life-fulfilling dreams? What if we didn't have that negative voice? I think we wouldn't be afraid to try things. I think we wouldn't be afraid to do something different. And we wouldn't have trouble sticking to a workout routine or sticking to a particular food plan. I think we'd all be a lot healthier, happier, and more fulfilled if we didn't have that negative voice trying to pull us back. So I noticed it's kind of a spectrum. Some people have a strong desire to improve themselves and their lives, and they're able to dominate that negative voice and dominate those impulses more easily than others. And other people are dominated by their impulses and the negative voice. And they dare not dream. They just don't. And yet other people have an equally strong desire for growth and negative voice. They're kind of balanced out. And this still doesn't explain why we have both. Maybe we're just afraid and lazy, afraid to stand out, too lazy to try. From an evolution perspective, we needed to conform to our tribe for survival. And that could explain it right there, right? Desire to do anything out of the norm had to be squashed for the survival of the tribe. But the drive is a drive for purpose, not just status or mating options, right? That drive for purpose suggests that our desire for life fulfillment is more than just a drive for mating. Certainly when we're young, that's a major part of what's driving us. But as we get older, we're driven by this search for purpose. Why are we independent of others, driven by purpose and fulfillment, regardless of anybody else? Fear of death is one reason. The desire to leave a legacy are certainly factors, but I think there's more to it. You may not fear death, and you may not intend or feel necessarily desire to leave a legacy, but still desire to feel alive and useful. That is, desire to have a purpose. Why does it matter that what we do matters? Why is it not sufficient to just play on the beach and drink umbrella drinks? Why is that not good enough? I mean, believe me, those who can afford to do so tend to do exactly that for a while. Right? They'll take the vacations, they'll hang out on the beaches for a while and drink umbrella drinks. And they'll do that. And then they have a sort of crisis wherein they seek purpose and meaning. Why? Because that's what humans do. Humans seek purpose and meaning. So as I love how Russell Brand puts it. He's so eloquent. He puts it. He says, well, I've been famous and now that's boring. And I've been rich and now that's boring. And I've done all the drugs and now that's boring. And I've slept with all the people and now that's boring. And so the only thing left is spiritual enlightenment. At some time with good planning, you get to a point where you can do anything you want, right? If you're smart with your money, you'll get to a point where you are financially independent and you can do anything you want. Blessed financial freedom. It's a wonderful place to be. Thank you, Dave Ramsey. And at first, you run down your bucket list of vacation-style fun, and then that's boring. And you might indulge in drink and drugs and sex, but eventually, if it doesn't kill you, all that will kind of get old too. And then most people turn to some kind of service work, volunteering, and they find fulfillment in the service of others. Or maybe intellectual pursuits or learning new skills. Ultimately, we want to have a positive impact on others. We all do. So why would we be built with a mechanism to stop this glorious process? Right? This beautiful process that ends in our positive impact on others, why would we have a mechanism built into us to stop that? I have not the slightest clue. But I do know that with time and practice, the desire to grow will drown out the negative voice. Whichever you feed gets stronger. It's the old wolf analogy, right? There's two wolves within us. Good and evil, or in this case, growth and negative voice. The one you feed gets stronger. So the more you work towards growth, the more the desire and the drive for growth will become strong. If you indulge that negative voice, you indulge impulse, then negative voice and impulse will get stronger. So the practice is really about ignoring impulse, recognizing it for what it is, recognizing negative voice for what it is, and ignoring it. The more you ignore it, the more it will go away. And not just, I guess ignoring it isn't really quite the right word. The right phrase would probably be that you recognize it for what it is, you shine a spotlight on it and say, ah, yes, I see you there, negative voice. Well, I'm sorry, but you're not going to win this time. Go away. And it will help. So whichever one you feed is going to get stronger. Are you going to feed the desire to grow? Or are you going to feed the tendency towards self-sabotage? Feed your desire to grow. Recognize and then ignore your negative voice and the impulses, and they will die out slowly but surely. So it becomes a question of how you're going to feed your desire to grow. By growing, right? By making that bucket list of things that you want to do. Are there skills you want to have? Are there volunteer activities you want to try? Are there things you just want to read about, right? Take those steps towards self-growth. You know, if you're working through the stages, keep working through the stages. And the negative voice will come. And we're all built into it. I'm no different. Absolutely. I have that negative voice crops up sometime, but it's less and less and less and less all the time. Why? Because every time it pops up, oh, you're a silly thing. Oh, you know, whatever, you're ridiculous. This is never going to work. You're learning 9 languages at once. You're insane. This is never going to work. I take a look at that and go, ah, yes, there you are. Nice to see you're still there. Wonderful to see I am still human and I still have this negative voice trying to pull me towards mediocrity. And I use it as a positive. So when that negative voice crops up going, that's never going to work. That's ridiculous. That's crazy. I go, oh, good. I'm on the right track. Thank God. The more that inner voice goes, you can't do that, the more I go, oh, well, now I must. Now I must. I use it as an inverted compass. So if that negative voice is vehemently against something, then I know that's something I should really, really go try. And it's the same way that you would, you know, people out in your environment, right? Maybe it's just an internalized voice of society. But there are people out in society that when you tell them what you're doing, they look at you like you've got 3 heads. You're crazy. That's never gonna work. And it's a lot easier with people out in the world to go, huh, yeah, good. I'm glad you said that was nuts because it's going to make it that much more exciting when it actually works. The inner voice, because it is kind of that society internalized in your head, just like your parents get internalized in your head, it's a little bit tougher because it's coming from inside you and you can think, oh, is that my river talking to me? Are those my guides talking to me? Is that God talking to me, telling me I should? No. It's society talking to you, trying to pull you towards mediocrity. And with practice, you'll learn to spot the difference. Compelling, which is God, Allah speaking through you, the universe speaking through you, helping you towards your purpose, you'll learn to feel the difference between a compelling that's coming from a divine place, a beautiful, happy, positive place, or the negative voice that's just trying to pull you towards the mediocrity. Use these as a compass for knowing when you're heading in the right direction. The greater task you're attempting to undertake, the bigger leap you're trying to make, the heavier that voice, that negative voice, will come in to try to balance it out and keep you at average. just recognize it for what it is. It's a signal that this is a major growth leap for you and you should probably do it. And that's what we know. So let's recap. To be human is to have these two very particular opposing forces inside of you battling it out all the time. You have this desire for growth, to find purpose, to find meaning in life. And you have this negative voice that's going to try to pull you down and pull you back every time. We are built in with these. That negative voice is likely some form, in my own opinion, of internalized society, right? You know how we take our parents' voices and we internalize them as part of the psyche? I believe that we take society's voice and internalize it as this negative voice that keeps trying to keep you towards average, because back in the day, this was a survival mechanism, but these days, you don't need that. It's not necessary. So we are born with both of these, and they will be with you throughout your life, but whichever one you listen to more, whichever one you practice more, whichever one you feed more, will grow strong and the other one will grow weak. So recognize that negative voice for what it is, internalized society, and ignore it. Just be like, oh, yes, I see you there. Great. Thanks for your input. Now I know I'm on the right track. And the more it protests, the more you are on the right track. Just like the more people out in society go, wow, you're nuts, then you can know that, hey, I'm going in the right direction. Okay, so that's enough for today. Thank you so much for joining us here. I'd love to be of help. If you have questions, you can send them to me at questions@koabd.com, or you can send them in on the community page. Just click on community. There's a form right there. Scroll down, you can find it, and send in your questions. And let me know how I can help. Thanks for joining me. And as always, I am wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.